I'm sure many of us know someone, if not you, who's felt uncomfortable talking about religion and money or just have feelings of shame or guilt about it. Welcome to Yahweh's Money, a podcast where we discuss the crossroads or intersections of religion and money. We're going to go deep into topics like tithing and saving and debt and so much more from the religious view. I'm your host, Shay Cook, CEO and founder of Crusaders for Change, LLC, and our co-host is Vanessa McNally, one of our financial counselor coach educators. Let's talk about God and money. A modern woman of faith isn't just a role, it's a revolution. Pair that with being financially fit and you have an unstoppable woman. Today, Vanessa and I will be discussing how being fierce, fabulous, and faithful can help women build bridges to their financial empowerment. And then later on, we'll be sharing our female financial inspirations. Oh my God, Vanessa. That's a lot.
It is. It's a good lot, though. It's a good lot.
It is. And then Proverbs 31:25 says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." All right, Proverbs woman. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to meet you.
Right.
That biblical woman back in the day. Oh, man. Yeah.
But, you know, I think there are a lot of women in our lives, as we're going to talk about later on, who have a lot of these qualities. So let's talk about that first word we're talking about today, fierce. What fierce is just a fierce word. That's the good, you know, the only way to really describe it.
Yeah, exactly.
It is in your face. It is unstoppable. I mean, fierce is being strong and determined. And I think we can take that in a lot of different ways.
So many ways.
Yeah.
Many ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're both fierce women. Hello. And we come from fierce women. Okay. Mm-hmm. And our ancestors were obviously fierce.
Right.
So I've met a lot of fierce women. And sometimes that could be good and sometimes that can be bad, especially financially or even spiritually. It's a lot to be a female that's trying to be in control of finances and manage a home and a family themselves. And just and especially I know there's conflicts there when you're fierce and then your partner's fierce and then you're trying to figure that out financially. That can be a lot.
Yes, it is a lot. And I think especially as a woman being fierce, you know, we are taught to be more submissive, in roles
place.
In the household.
Yes,
exactly.
Know your place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, just be happy you were invited to the party, that kind of thing.
Oh, my
God. Right? Mm-hmm. So being a fierce woman is seen, you know, if you are boisterous and you are loud and you are, you know, in charge, it's a threat to a lot of people.
Women and men. Yes it's
exactly.
A huge threat.
Exactly. Yes. But I think we forget that being fierce does not mean that we're without fear. You know, you can be fierce, but there's always those things in your head like, oh no, what if this doesn't work? Or what if I, you know, don't do as well as I think I'm going to do? Or I put all my hopes and dreams into this one thing and everybody said I couldn't do it. What if they're right? There's a lot of fears when you are fierce.
Exactly. Yes. Because you're outwardly portraying that fierce, strong woman, Wonder Woman, right? But then at home or when you're by yourself, you're dealing with that. I mean, I don't know any woman. And I think I could be safe to say that doesn't have any fears.
Right.
That's part of being human.
It is.
Spiritual, Christian, Jewish, whatever you are. We have fear. Fear is natural. It's needed, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. The way you respond to things. We need that fear in order to stay away, like they say, from that hot pot or from that crazy person. Like, you need to be like, oh, danger, danger.
Right.
So it brings in that fear. But sometimes we're just fearful of just the wrong things or the right things. And I see that a lot in finances. Yeah. There's a lot of built-in. We always talk about shame and guilt, and that leads to a lot of fear of moving into where they need to be financially with their goals or where they want to spend on that or this or whatever it is financially, that fear comes from that. And even if you're out there again, portraying this fierce woman, you're coming home and you're like, oh man, I'm going to do this.
Exactly.
I'm going to do that.
Right. Or you have your little, you know, cry in the bathtub like a lot of us do. So no one can see us because
oh
that's kind of the safe zone. But in reality, when we're trying to be this fierce woman and we're trying to not show fear or feel fear, what do we really need to be doing? We need God. We need to lean on God and let Him be our shield to help us as we're moving through life, because we cannot do this alone.
We cannot do this alone. Nobody should have to do life alone, period. But yes, leaning on God, obeying God, trusting in God. He died on the cross to give us a spirit of a counseling of truth.
Right.
He's there to support us in everything. You know, I think my daily devotion today said, just walk with me and the peace will be there. Don't look forward to this and that. Just walk with me. I will lead the way. And a lot of times, even especially as fierce women, we trying to lead the way. We trying to make this goal, do that thing, see these results, have this success. And then it's like, if you just lean on God.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and being fierce and, you know, being out there and just really, you know, you're trying to push your way through this environment that's not as inviting to you as it is to others, usually men, you know, since we're talking about women today. But, you know, you think about it, and even though you're being fierce, you need to be able to recognize when you need to step back, when you need to change directions, when you are missing what you're really trying to be taught by God. And that's part of this too. You can be fierce and humble at the same time.
Oh, yes. That's good, Vanessa. Yeah, because you're going to reach a crossroads. You're going to reach a fork in the road. It goes right or left. And right might be, you know, with God and be humble. Left is like you're just out there boisterous, like you said, or your ego is leading the way. And the ego can get you in a lot of trouble. I think the ego and fierce kind of go together. I mean, I'm sure you can have a fierce spirit, but man, it's powerful to see a fierce woman and their ego.
Oh, Lord. Scares me sometimes, Shay.
Oh my God. That just hit me like, ooh. Like, Shay, you been there. I'm fierce. You can't tell me nothing. That was my ego. And Lord kept smacking me upside my head like, Shay, you better get your stuff together. Like, spending all of this money trying to impress this person, doing this, doing that. Man, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You keep trying to be that fierce ego instead of that fierce spirit.
And that's when we're taught those lessons that, you know, knock us back a little bit sometimes because we need to learn those. But you can still be fierce and humble and love God and be, you know, a follower. I think a lot of people just think being fierce is just being, you know, in charge and large and loud, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah. You could be a fierce follower.
You sure
Why
can.
Not?
Sure can.
Giving back and serving people and tithing and, you know, contributing and donating and still be fierce at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that. And then we move on to being fabulous. I mean, what does that mean? You got fierce and then fabulous. I love the wordplay. I love the whole, just love it all. You know, that's really like growing into your skin, just confidence as you grow and you mature and you just, you know, I was just talking to some women the other day and they was talking about, man, I've always been told by women, and I have, you get into your 30s, you start to feel a certain way. You get into your 40s, you like, you can't tell me nothing. You get into your 50s, I don't care what you got to say. I'm fabulous and I know who I am. So go somewhere, you know, and I can't wait for that. You know, I've always been the one, I was like, I can't wait to get in my 40s. But then these women are like, man, Shay, wait till you get to your 50s.
That's too funny.
You know, so it's just about being fabulous and accomplishing those goals, knowing your worth. I mean,
It is a learning process. And I think you're completely right. You know, everybody wants to look like they're in their 20s, but feel like they're in their 40s and 50s. If I could tell a younger woman, you know, it's going to get better. I mean, oh my goodness, it does. And you do feel more, you know, happy in your skin, and you feel like you're okay with who you are and you like who you are and you enjoy your own company and all these things later in life. It happens, and it's a wonderful change and a wonderful transition. And you don't need anybody else to tell you you're fabulous. You know it yourself.
Exactly.
You're like, I am more than good enough. I am fabulous.
Exactly. And I feel the same way. You know, when I look back at pictures from my teens, mostly from my 20s and 30s, I'm like, I just see just the maturity. And even just in my face, I mean, when I look older, I don't look older. You know, I just, mm-hmm. it looks different. It just, and it's not a bad look, you know?
Right.
My biggest thing, though, is like with the weight. It's like, man, I was disappointed at that weight. And now right? I'm heavier than I've ever been. It's yeah. like, oh, my God, why wasn't I happy in my 20s and 30s at that weight that now I'm trying to achieve again? Aww. That's a whole another episode. But, you know, just like
yeah,
being fabulous, yeah. man. Mm.
I know. And I feel way more comfortable in my own skin now. And I feel more comfortable in clothing now than I did. Mm. And, you know, all these things that, you know, I'm sure people look at me and they're like, oh, my gosh, she's showing her midriff and she is 43. Who is her? You know, who is that woman? What does she think she's doing? I don't give crap. Like, exactly. I really don't care. Like, I feel good about myself for once in my life. And I'm going to take advantage of it because there's so many years that were wasted not feeling good enough.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. many years.
So many years wasted.
And you were always fabulous. You were always fierce, but you don't know it until you get to a certain age.
Because
you need, back then you needed to hear it from somebody. Mm-hmm. At this age, you're like, I don't need to hear it from anybody. Exactly. I already know. God has shown me right. that I'm fierce and fabulous. I don't need to hear from my husband, my mama, my daddy, my brother, my sister, my daughter, friends, family, colleagues. I don't hear.
Exactly.
God is already, he does not make anything but fabulousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't care what disability you have, what race, gender, sexual orientation, religion. I don't care what you are. God does not make anybody that's not fabulous.
Right.
Period.
And we've learned over the years too, and I think that's part of it, of being fabulous too, is you've learned and you're able to accomplish these things that may have taken you 7, 8, 9, 10 tries. But when you accomplish things, it is so exciting and you feel so good about being able to say, I finally done X, Y, Z, whatever it might be. But yeah, but I mean, that really helps because I think if you didn't feel this way, you didn't feel fabulous, you know, you wouldn't be able to achieve whatever it is. You wouldn't think you could run that marathon. You wouldn't think that, you know, you could get those accounts at work that you've been trying to get. But, you know, you have to have this self-worth and know your value and understand that you are enough.
Exactly. And like I was saying earlier, the confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, God creates all, I always tell people, God is, we all have excellence in us. We all have fabulousness in us and that the ability to be fierce. Now, do you live in that? That's on you. That's the free will. We got some really bad, evil people out here in the world that are all capable of being excellent and fabulous, but they're not because they have chose that path, right? And so I'm trying to, you know, and I'm human. I make mistakes. I'm trying to choose a path that's more fabulous, more excellent in God. And that comes with obedience. Mm-hmm. That's coming from the learning the word, praising God, being near him and let him lead the way. Yeah. And that all takes a lot of work, you know,
but
I chose that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you out here and you see people that are not fabulous, that's on them. I mean, God put it in them, but that's on them. So.
Well, and then that all rolls over into being faithful.
Yes.
You know, and that's part of this too. And I don't think you can truly be fierce and fabulous without being faithful.
Nope.
Because it's all part of it. You know, you may think you are, but in reality, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that you don't let people see. But if you are faithful and you know who your maker is and you know who you can lean on and you know that he has got you, it just brings out the other two qualities.
That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
Oh
you
my
know,
God.
Even when things are not going the way that you think they should be going, because, you know, we all have this vision for our lives. You know, if you can have faith and be fierce and fabulous through the times that are not as great, because we all have those too, you know, it's just going to help us prosper and be even better in the times that are good.
Exactly. And prosper in happiness, prosper in financially, prosper with family and relationships in so many ways. Prosperity does not always mean money, right?
Exactly.
And just being God is so good.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and I think people forget that, you know, being fabulous and fierce and faithful, you know, like you just said, whatever income you have, whatever job you have, whatever, you know, housing situation you are in, you can be all those things, all of those things, and you will be blessed. And you will learn that what you're given is a gift, whether, you know, it might be smaller than somebody else's gifts out there, but there's a lesson that's to be learned from what you're given. And there's a reason you are where you're at this moment in time too. We don't want to miss that either, because there are some really good things that can come out of those dark days, and being faithful helps us to see that.
Exactly. Challenges just make you stronger. Going through those bad things, those lessons, tests, so you can have those testimonies. I mean, it's key to life. It's key to maturing. It's key to being a better human, better Christian, whatever religion you practice. It's just key to it. We all need these lessons. We all need to go through bad times. Somebody said that recently and was like, you know, I'm always going through stuff and everything. And I was like, then if you didn't go through anything, you wouldn't be relying on God.
Right. And if you keep going through the same stuff, sometimes we haven't learned those lessons we're supposed to learn.
That part. Oh, God, because I've done that several times.
Yeah.
Like, really? You haven't learned the lesson yet, Shay? Come on, man.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And we can use this with any scenario that we want to use. But I think relationships are a good one with this part is, you know, you go through relationships, and sometimes we have relationships that are just awful or there are really bad components. But I think we learn from those relationships what we want, what we value, what we don't want, what we won't stand up for, so that next time, you know, we get somebody that understands where we're at. They give us what we need because we know what we need. We know what's important. We know what we will not compromise on. So it really helps you to see, you know, from this bad experience, you are blessed tenfold because you get something so much better later on.
Exactly.
It's worth that wait. It really is worth that wait. So, but in John 14:27, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. I do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And that just kind of goes back into what we've been talking about being fabulous and fierce and faithful and all these things, and learning through those bad experiences, because they do bring us so much joy later on. And we shouldn't be afraid.
Joy.
We should embrace them and be happy.
And they inspire us.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh man, just knowing that God, when I spend time with God, the peace that that flows over my body and my spirit and my mind is like no other.
Yeah.
And then it inspires you and gets you motivated and just puts, oh man, sometimes when he just downloads into my brain and my mind and my spirit all these great things that are going to happen, you know, little by little, because he's not going to open up the full book, because he ain't trying to overwhelm you and get you crazy out here in the streets. And it's just inspiring to know that peace is going to be here. And, you know, financially as well, knowing, you know, there are some fears that even Shay Cook has when it comes, even though I feel I'm pretty responsible when it comes to money. When thinking about financial inspirations, I think about how I've lived my life through the decades and what's inspired me financially through my teens into my early 20s and being in college. I was inspired financially to make as much money as I can so I can buy clothes and all that stuff like we were talking about in another episode. But then I had my daughter and it was all about her. Like, I was inspired to be a great role model, to get my degrees, to get good jobs so I could help my husband take care of my daughter together. And then as I got into my 30s, it was just about trying to reach that height in my career financially and with titles. And it was all about the ego. And then 40s, you know, moving into Crusaders for Change, I'm really inspired to not be able to not only be able to sustain a healthy and happy lifestyle with God leading that, but also being able to grow our programming to pay our personnel. That's a huge motivation and inspiration. I want to be able to pay everybody and to be able to add more people to the team so we can help more people. So that's financially inspired. And I believe that all is linear from God. And it changes with age. You know, it changes with where your kids may be in a certain, or your family members may be in certain times in their life, or where you may be. But I personally am not financially inspired anymore by the materialistic stuff. I'm more inspired by the serving and aligning with God's obedience, because he has, I wouldn't say he's beat me down, but I felt like I've been beat down when I haven't done what God told me to do. Yeah. And so being obedient to God is number one, and everything else is inspired from that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, yeah, you know, and I know we're talking about, you know, women in finance and mm-hmm. women who inspire us and all those fun things. But I will tell you, I have been so blessed in my life to have a few women that mm-hmm. have really inspired me financially. And I know a lot of us don't have that. And I think for, you know, the masses, a lot of women are not taught how to do well with their money or to carry their money, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I talk about my grandfather a lot, but he had a very special woman with him for 70 years. They were married for 70 years, which is crazy to me. But my grandmother, my mama, because I'm Southern, and you know, she was my little grandmother. And I learned a lot from the way she handled her money and her funds. And she had her allowance. She never worked a real job a day in her life, but she took good care of her family at home. And she took good care of her husband and her children, and they were always, you know, presentable and neat and tidy. And she grew up in the Depression, and she had a third grade education, because when she hit third grade, she was told she needed to stay home to help take care of the other children. And with what she had, she did so much. And just like my grandfather growing up, I saw the joy of giving from her. I saw that her doing without was not a sacrifice, because it brought so much joy to someone else. Mm-hmm. And I learned that even when you have a lot, it's okay to not act like you do. It's okay to drive a smaller used vehicle. It's okay to have the same wardrobe for a few years. You know, all those things, and the things that you do want, it's okay to figure out how to do them yourself. You know, I still to this day dye my own hair for $6 because of the way she taught me. You know, I would go with her to her sister's houses, and we would learn to can vegetables. They would give each other perms because that's just what they did. So learning that you can still have a lot, but find responsible ways to have those things, because you may find yourself in a place where you don't have as much, but you can still do these things and have these things and find joy and happiness in, you know, in not having a lot. So she taught me a lot with that. And then my mom too, you know, my mom always taught me that everything goes on sale eventually. That was her little motto. So we never bought anything full price. But you know, she taught me that you can still have a good life on a little. And I've had a few times in my life where I've not had very much, and nobody would have known that because I was able to, you know, enjoy myself and be happy and have a very small grocery budget and still eat those type of things, you know. And later in life, I've had my dad, especially, he would tell me, he'd be like, I had no idea. Your mom never told me, you know, that she didn't give you this or she didn't give you that. And I was like, she taught me. She didn't give me. She taught me.
Exactly.
She taught me how to be an adult. She taught me how to take care of myself. She taught me how to do it when I have $2 to my name and when I have $2 million to my name.
Amen.
And those are priceless gifts that women have taught me throughout my life. And hopefully I can do that for others. And I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, that we do what we do is so we can share those experiences with others.
I love that. That's beautiful. I love that, you know, the women that are lucky enough to have, like you said, to inspire them. I didn't have many because nobody was taught about money, you know. So I learned from my parents, mom, and especially to just do the opposite. So they were making so many mistakes. But yeah, you know, and that's fine. And then just do education. And like I shared earlier, just circumstances in life, which is great too. Life is definitely a great teacher. And so you got to learn from your mistakes, and all the women, hopefully, that are out there, or women like us, the women that are within Crusaders for Change or in your circles that are responsible or educated and able to provide that support financially. But oh, that was great, Vanessa. That was great. And Proverbs 31, 17 through 18 says, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. We are some fierce, fabulous, faithful women, aren't we?
Definitely. And hopefully we can grow our circle.
Amen. Amen. Any final thoughts?
You know, I would just say, as we go through life, and, you know, some of us do have some great examples, some of us don't. If we don't, let's be that example for somebody else. And let's learn that when we have these failures in life, they're not failures, they're growing experiences. Mm. And we learn so much more from the things that don't work out the correct way than from the ways that they, you know, when they do. So take those and grow from them.
Exactly. And I always say we need to make failing sexy because it's necessary to grow. So I love that. And thank you for joining us for another episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the crossroads of religion and money. Also, we would love to hear your feedback on today's episode. So please leave us a review or just tell us what's on your mind. And remember to follow our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions of topics for us to discuss, please email us at yahweh@crusaders4change.org. To hear all of Yahweh's Money latest episodes, please visit us at www.crusaders4change.org or wherever podcasts are found. God bless.